It's called The Legend, and the 1,500-foot-long adventure ride has been derailed by old age.
The message is that the Legend is an important part of our business and a part of what we do here, and we want to make sure that it's here for another 100 years.
Scott Pyle, general manager of Arnold's Park, is overseeing the ride's most extensive renovation since the roller coaster was damaged by a tornado back in the 60s. About 30% of the track and some of the wooden floor and catwalks are being replaced. A tall crane lifts the materials to workers fastened to a high wire in case someone tumbles off. Steve Harold is with Great Coasters International, a company that builds and refurbishes wooden roller coasters like the Legend.
In theory, that's what we're here to do. We're here to make the ride feel much more comfortable when you're riding it. There won't be all that bouncing you over here and bouncing you over there. It's going to be a nice, smooth ride. You won't come away with the backaches. How's that?
Decades of shifting and settling and wear and tear have caught up with the antique. And the drought has dried out the wood so the screws and bolts loosen and rattle. It's a rough ride like a car with bad shock absorbers. Park manager Pyle says it was time for the $250,000 tune-up.
We'll pick up a little bit of speed coming down the point of no return. So from the standpoint of the thrill, it's going to be, a little faster right out of the gate.
The point of no return?
That's what we call that up there. It's the point of no return. There's a big sign over the top that just warns people, here you go, you can't turn back now.
13 years ago, I rode the Legend, which climbs over 60 feet to the point of no return. Then the free fall and the screams. As many as 18 passengers hold on tight as the three-car tram whips along the one-minute course. On a big day, close to 2,000 people pay $7 to be manhandled by the Legend. Mary Kennedy is museum curator at Arnold's Park.
It's a mystique. It's something about it that people love. And when children are growing up, it's a really big deal when they get to be tall enough to ride on the roller coaster. And it is a fun roller coaster. It's a good one.
Kennedy says the ride opened in 1930. Rival coasters may be higher, faster, and more thrilling, but few can match the history of the Legend. It's one of the oldest wooden roller coasters still in operation. The first passengers were two young boys who happened by during test runs with sandbags, and workers asked if they'd like a ride. One of them was Lester Mankey, now 93. He's written a poem about the Legend.
The roller coaster was great fun. Again, I yearn to take the ride up to the point of no return. It's over the hump, down the twisted, thrilling track, now rocketing you straight up and slamming you back. More fun than riding the roller coaster? I know not when. Please, God, let me ride the roller coaster again.
The faster, smoother Legend, which may hit speeds topping 40 miles an hour, will make its debut when Arnold's Park opens for the season on May 18th. On Westlake Okoboji, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.